Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Happy Pi Day.
Yay, it's Pi Day once again.
After enjoying something we have dubbed car pie.
Yeah.
And I still think we need a trademark, and I don't know how to do that. So if you offer free legal services, we need your help.
Free.
Yeah, free
Must
legal
be
services.
Free.
I want to register car pie, mm-hmm. and then I want a pie in a cup.
Because you don't make the pie, right? You just serve the pie in a cup.
Right now, I've figured out how to deliver it to the mouth.
Okay.
And when you're in a car,
it's the mouth delivery system.
Yes. And I served it up while I was driving.
No, you were
in the back seat. So, yeah, it does work. You just put it in a cup, pie in a cup in the car, car pie.
Car pie.
It's fantastic.
I think you get this together. You get all of your business trademark, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you hit the road for Ragbri. Like, you're right there, man.
Right.
If you can figure out how to make it like bike pie.
Bike pie. And then next, like the big unveiling is exactly 1 year from today. I'll book these guys.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be fantastic. Because then hopefully it's a Ragbri that's a little closer to home next year.
That'd be a little more convenient.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that is the only thing.
That would work out quite well for Pi Day, the unveiling of our car pie company.
So you're giving yourself 1 year.
From this date, yes.
Yep. We're going to build up car pie and make it a thing.
It's just thinking out loud.
You know what? If you need another test subject, I'm your dummy.
I do, right? You need a lot of research and development.
Oh, I am there for the research and development.
We need to try it in different cars.
We need to try different pies. Different pies.
Different pies.
Uh-huh.
We need to try cars with 2 rows of seats, 3 rows of seats, maybe a tiny car with just 2 seats. Okay. I don't know. We need to try it all, like a smart car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All the variables.
What's it like to serve the pie in the front seat versus the back seat?
You could serve, does it work for kids? Is it safe for pets?
Right size of cup. Safe for pets. What are you feeding your cats and dogs?
No, it's not a good idea for pets. Scratch that.
If it gets my dog to eat a pill, I'll give Roland pie.
I will do anything. Cheese pie, yes.
I'm down to slices of cheese and some leftover tortellini. And so far, it's still working. I have not tried pie, though, for my dog pill delivery.
You did tortellini for a dog pill pocket?
It works. Just kind of tuck it in there. It's fantastic.
Actually perfect.
Yes,
that's
very
a real, good idea.
Well, thank you.
You know what? You are an innovator.
Well, I guess I'm just inspired because it's a very math day.
It is.
Right? Maybe that's it.
That's probably it. Yeah. Lighting a fire, right?
I'm a problem solver.
Getting
innovator.
Stuff done on
Feels
a
like it.
And then, as you said, it is Pi Day.
Pi Day.
So, of course, you got to break down the Google trends on pi. What's our favorite?
America or Iowa?
By the state.
Or human. Okay, by the
or
state.
Or human.
Apple.
Apple?
Yeah. Deep down, I want to say rhubarb, because I've never seen rhubarb anywhere else.
And it should be, shouldn't it? I you know what?
There was an attempt by this company to make that the official pie of the state of Iowa, and it stalled in the legislature.
Do you know how many rhubarb pies I made that summer? I made so many rhubarb pies and asked other people to make them for me. And you know what?
What?
Now that I think of it, when I came time to serve my samples, I served them out of little tiny
cups.
Cups.
You had pie in a cup before you knew you had pie in a cup.
What?
Yes.
What?
So I'm still sticking with Apple. It just seems like that's a safe Midwestern middle of the road pie.
Yes,
so
it does.
So I think that's good for the state of Iowa. I'm just going to work my way starting on the northwest corner. The state of Washington for sure is apple pie. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Let me bounce around where I know fruit is from. Michigan, cherry pie. Has to be.
You're giving me so many things.
I don't know.
Kool-Aid pie is the top in Tennessee.
What's Kool-Aid pie?
You can make anything into pie.
We've
remember?
Done that before.
We've done that. You can pie a lot of
things. So it's just kind of a whatever the flavor of the Kool-Aid is pie?
Yes. Yes. And you can make it.
Wow.
You can do it. We have got to be a fruit pie state. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's in here somewhere. There's so much data.
Who do you think we're fruit, or could we be chocolate cream or French silk?
Got it.
Okay, what is it? Do you know how much stalling I had to do there?
I do know, and I appreciate you. We are not a fruit pie state.
Oh, come on. What is it after all that?
You got it. French silk.
French silk. Okay.
French silk. French silk. French
silk.
From
the number of Perkins and Village Inns and Happy Chefs I've gone to growing up around here, French silk should have been my first guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's always, and it's got all that whipped cream on there.
I mean, as much like the pie we had, right? With a cheesecake base, then pecan, and then French silk on
top.
Works
perfectly for car pie.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Okay, I have had a night. I've had a couple of nights. This spring break has been awful at my house. Not 100% of the time. Some of the time, it's been wonderful. Yesterday, we went mini golfing. It was really nice.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And I'm really glad that we went because now everyone is sick. It's just me. I'm the only one who is not throwing up or doing other terrible things and feeling really cruddy and rotten. I am the lone survivor. And that is my promise to myself. I will keep surviving.
All right. The odds are not in your favor.
Shush!
Right?
No, I know. I know, man. And I have to survive it.
More hand washing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of antioxidants.
So dry. My hands
are
so dry. Vitamins.
Just to be safe.
Beef up the vitamins?
Beef up the vitamins.
Even more.
Probably C, all the B numbers.
Yeah.
Maybe some zinc.
Did you know that strawberries actually have more vitamin C than an orange does? That's why it's strawberries today.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a little fun fact.
A little fruit throwdown there.
Fruit fun fact.
Take that, oranges. Florida, I see you.
What up?
So you're also
getting
on,
into a fight with the orange growers,
well, that,
apparently.
That you are. You with the strawberry lobby. So you have a, you're facing a plight also, right?
Yeah, I guess a little bit, yeah.
Yes.
An unseen nemesis.
Mine, and I know I'm not alone in this. Is the lack of green clothing a person has going into St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh.
I have to struggle to find green stuff. Like, we know that we're talking Sapadapa So today, yeah. Wild Neps coming in. I don't have a lot of green clothes.
You don't?
For a guy with green eyes, you would think I would have green clothes.
You should up the green clothes.
No kidding, but I never default to green. I always go to blue.
Huh.
So, it's always, I always have a t-shirt, one green t-shirt. This was purchased last year at a concert in Denver because it was cold. Otherwise, I wouldn't own, right? That was just necessity.
You have to have green for St. Patrick's Day.
And then I've got that green sweater that looks like I'm a ski instructor in Norway because it's got Norway ski instructor on the arm.
And you can't do that because apparently it's spring.
That seems wrong and the timing isn't right.
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't have enough green and I don't think I'm alone.
So wait.
I think people struggle this time. Like, oh, crap, I got to find the one green thing I own or I have to go buy something. What?
So your fight is with you.
Apparently so. As I asked before, please pray for me.
Hollywood. Hollywood.
Oh, my, the glitz and the glamour.
Are the stars coming to Iowa?
You tell me, man. What do you know?
Well, this is not law yet. It's just still in committee. And as we learned, I'm just a bill. We got a couple steps to go. But a bill is working its way through the Iowa legislature that would bring back tax credits for movies and TV shows to be filmed in the state of Iowa.
Ooh.
Under the bill, production companies could be eligible for a rebate worth of 30% of their expenses, but only $5 million in rebates are set up for the next 2 years. You go back to 15 years ago, Iowa had a tax and film credit, but the credits were, there was some questionable accounting. We'll just put it that way.
Yes.
So they,
some funny numbers.
Yeah, they shelved that program. If you were paranoid before about getting a speeding ticket when traveling through University Heights, now you have to deal with two new traffic enforcement cameras.
Oh, really?
Two cameras are being placed, one in the 1200 block of Melrose, where the speed limit is 25. That's the road I typically take if we're coming in what I call kind of the backside of Iowa City.
Yes.
Or the 100 block of Kozer Avenue. That speed limit's 20. An activation date has not been set
But sometimes when it drops down like that, it's like, oh, but it's so slow.
If you feel like, yeah, you're coming off of the interstate.
Yeah.
Then you're kind of sneaking past Iowa City West High School, probably a little too fast.
Maybe.
Then you get right up past where the old athletic club used to be and like, hit the brakes.
Yep.
University Heights, look around. If you ever drive to St. Louis, you do the same thing in Palmyra, Missouri.
Yeah.
Because they're always waiting for you.
You just know.
So it's coming. The cameras aren't installed yet. And it's not like University Heights, they're going to ding you for one over. They say they'll give you a little bit of some grace space.
Oh, thank
you. Most towns, the unwritten rule is 11. If you're over 11, then you're getting a ticket. That's...
You think?
That's what the story said.
That's what... it said that in the news story?
I don't know who found that out, but that's not my experience.
You went through all those rhymes.
Not my experience at all.
Hmm.
So just under a month from today, Saturday, April the 13th, the American Red Cross needs volunteers who will visit local homes to install free smoke alarms during a national effort to sound the alarm on home fire safety. Now, we had the whole talk about you move your clocks, you check your batteries, check your smoke detectors. Sadly, there are so many houses, though, where you just don't have one. It's probably the last thing you think about.
Yeah.
So they're going to straight up just canvas neighborhoods. They're just going to door knock. Knock, knock, knock. Do you have a fire? A smoke detector?
Seriously?
You don't? This person's going to install it. I'm going to talk to you about the safety of it. And
I've
also
got all the people right here. Here's everything you need.
Yeah. Do you have a fire safety plan? What if there's a fire? Where do you guys go? What tree are you going to stand by? So that's their teams of three they're assembling right now to canvas neighborhoods in Cedar Rapids. If you would like to be a part of that, redcross.org/sound-the-alarm. Do you like my hand signals?
Yes. You have a dash symbol.
Dash and slash.
And it's kind of like dancing.
A little bit. redcross.org/sound-the-alarm. If you could help out, they'd really appreciate it.
Sound the alarm.
Coming up on April 13th.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Olivia Munn revealed yesterday that she's been diagnosed with breast cancer this past year and has undergone 4 surgeries in the last 10 months, including a double mastectomy.
My goodness.
That's a lot, right? She said she kept the diagnosis to herself, the worry and the recovery to herself, because, you know, you need to kind of keep some things private. But she's like, I needed to catch my breath and get through some of the hardest parts before sharing the news with everybody else.
You hear these stories, Christina Applegate,
yeah,
as of late. And then I just go back to like the 80s. How many famous people were struggling through this.
Yeah, and behind the scenes.
But then it wasn't normal to talk about.
Exactly.
And they couldn't talk about it.
And the reason she's sharing the story now is because of the way she found out. She was actually diagnosed with a very aggressive form. And despite having negative results, she was screened for cancer genes, didn't have any. She had a normal mammogram, nothing showed up, but her OBGYN calculated her breast cancer risk assessment and her score was a little high. So they ordered an MRI, an ultrasound, and a biopsy, and they happened to catch it.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness indeed. So she's like, I hope others can learn from my journey.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe advocate for yourself too if you have questions or think that something might not be right. She also thanked her boyfriend John Mulaney for always being there to support, nights of researching, every operation and medication, what that meant, what the side effects would be, what the recovery would be. And before every surgery, she said that he would set out photos of their little boy Malcolm, so that would be the first thing she saw when she opened her eyes.
Oh.
Isn't that so sweet?
Boy, that guy's great.
Yeah, and
good thing he's off the drugs.
He thanked her for fighting so hard to be there for him and for Malcolm.
My God, man.
It's so sweet. It's so sweet. So sweet. Okay, Olivia Rodrigo is putting her money where her mouth is when it comes to her support of women's access to reproductive health care. She launched her Fund for Good initiative, and she partnered with local chapters of the National Network of Abortion Funds as part of her tour, her Guts tour. And she was in St. Louis Tuesday night, and she stepped up in a big way. She gave out free condoms, free Plan B, and information on abortion care in the U.S., which is a big deal because that is not really an option in the state of Missouri.
No. But
so very bold move
to lead the charge, to know your audience. Good on her.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and to enter into an arena where you're going to get in on both sides
and could have easily backed down. Right. I made this promise and then I started, you know, going out on tour and it's a little bit more difficult than I originally thought. She went for it.
But as a guy who lived in St. Louis, there's St. Louis, there's Kansas City, there's a few other smaller towns, and then there's Missouri.
It's really, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What does an artist do? Mid-performance, you're on stage, and nature calls. You have to use the restroom. For most performers, you maybe like signal the band and
vamp
a little bit. We're going to need to cue some special effects, maybe a little bit of fire, some lights, something.
Bring in the backup dancers.
Take some pressure away from the performer while they take some pressure away from their bladder. Very rarely does anybody stop the show and ask the audience for permission to use the restroom, but that's exactly what Jason Derulo did in a show the other night in Leeds, England.
Boo?
Boo. The audience booed him, but he ran off stage to take care of business anyway. And that was like, people are like losing their minds. I don't know who he thinks he is, what he thinks he's doing, but he's, remember?
Jason Derulo.
He knows exactly what he's doing. He's the master of social media. So he turned the whole thing into a very funny bit where he runs backstage and he uses a bottle, and then like the bottle's just backstage, and then one of the crew members almost drinks out of it.
Oh God, no!
Yeah, but he stops him, So it was a bit. It was just a bit. Thank goodness. And nobody drank that bottle, okay? Nobody.
God.
That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
And now I just want, where did the boa come from? You just
what? It's just, it happens.
It just happens.
Wild naps happen episode in one room with the morning scramble. And things just happen.
It sprouted out.
It just happened.
Yes. We are so excited to have all of our friends as we get ready for St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday. This is a tradition for the morning scramble to bring in Wild Nept oh so early on a Thursday, Claire's Friday morning.
Well, it's my Friday, but it is a Thursday.
You always seem to just call things out to them and they play it. Do you want to try that game, or maybe they have something else prepared?
No. Oh, this is their first of the day. I think they pick the first one out.
Oh, geez.
Whenever you're ready or whatever you're ready.
Or do you guys want to have a quick meeting?
Oh, or
they're ready to go.
Hi, diddle-a-dum-dai, diddle-a-dum-dai, doo-dai, doo-dai-dai. Hi, diddle-a-dum-dai, diddle-a-dum-dai, doo-dai, doo-dai-dai. My grass is growing, water's flowing, a free and easy way. But give me enough of the vital stuff that's made near Galloway Bay. And policemen are from Donegal, Sligo.
Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
St. Patrick's Day, of course, coming up on Sunday. And this is Claire's Friday. So she insisted that
I didn't want to miss it.
Sapit Episo and Wild Nep make their annual appearance on the Morning Scramble as we get ready for the parade coming up on Sunday.
We are. But it's all about getting in the right state of mind. So to do that, we need a little bit of, I don't know, what's that? Music.
Oh, I was going to say alcohol. On that note.
A little bit of Irish coffee and a little bit of music.
We've got our Irish coffee. We've got our Irish band. What else could you ask for, Claire?
We've got it all, right? We got our own in-house party happening.
Oh, boy.
Word has it, the Irish coffees are strong.
Did green smoke just come out of my ears like a cartoon? This is fantastic.
It's going
to
be a good day.
If only I had something to listen to while I sipped my Irish coffee.
Goodness. Can we have one more, Wild Nept?
I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4.
beside her. 7 long years I loved her while singing whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, whiskey, 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 Nancy, oh. The more I kissed her, the more I loved her. The more I loved her, the more she smiled. Soon I forgot my mother's teacher, Nancy Whiskey, and me beguiled. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, ooh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, ooh. Now I rose up early in the morning to slake my thirst for and was my need. I tried to rise, but I was not able. Nancy Whiskey had me by the knee. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy. So I'm going back to the coat I'm weaving. I'll surely make them shuttles fly. I'll make much more at the coat I'm weaving than there I did in a roving way, singing whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, ooh. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, ooh. Come all you weavers, you golden weavers. Come all you weavers, wherever you be. Beware of whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. She'll ruin you like she ruined me. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy Whiskey. Whiskey, whiskey, Nancy, ooh. Whiskey, whiskey.
Scramble throughout the morning on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
In the town of Baby with Jeremy. Relations, I did never get when I came to the wall. If you better listen to the makers, kissing the rose and virgins on Nottingham Hall. 6 weeks I spent in Dublin, 6 weeks for nothing at all. 6 weeks I spent in Dublin, learned to dance for Lanigan's ball. I slipped out, I slipped in, I got again. I slipped out, learned to dance for Lanigan's ball. A free invitation for all nice boys and girls that I'd ask. And less than a minute, the friends of relations were dancing as merry as bits when I got Miss O'Hara, the nice little milliner. Tip me a wink, but I give her a call. Soon we arrive, we trim up landing, and just in time for landing. 6 weeks I spent in Dublin, 6 weeks for nothing at all. 6 weeks I spent in Dublin, learned to dance for landing. It's ball. I spent hours, I came again, I stood in. Sometimes dancing around in a great whale gig. Toy and I soon vanish, our nonsense and tentative twist of a rainbow. But Rome, she sees a glad of me dead. So you think that the ceiling won't fall for a spin it for a night. It works academy, learning a step for learning a spell. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin, 6 long weeks for nothing at all. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin, learning a dance for learning a spell. I stepped out, I stepped in, I stepped out, learning a dance for learning a spell. She said, oh, I am being red as a rose. Some of the ladies declared she was painted. She took a small drop, too much, I suppose. Her sweet Nanny Morgan too far from the name. When he saw his fair calling, she stopped by the wall. Twirled her left leg from under the table and smashed all the dishes of the wall. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin. 6 long weeks for nothing at all. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin. Learning to dance for Lonigan's ball. I stepped out. I stepped in. I stepped out. Learning to dance for Lonigan's ball. Resurrection, we soon got a lick from McFeely McHugh. Soon I replied to his contradiction and kicked up a terrible holler. Case of the pipe where his deer being strangled, they chopped to his pipe, but the chances and all. The girls in the ribbons, they all gone entangled, and that put an end to lying as well. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin, 6 long weeks for nothing at all. 6 long weeks is spent in Dublin, learning to dance for lying as well. I stepped out, I stepped in, I stepped out, learning to dance for lying as well. Learning to dance, learning to dance, learning to dance for lying as well.
I feel like that deserves a toast.
Ah!
A true traditional Irish toast.
Are we ready for this?
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Gotta set the mood.
Yes, you do.
I mean, the mood's been set while Nep's here, for goodness sake.
We have an in-house band.
We do have an in-house band.
For crying out loud.
And,
for goodness to Pete.
They've promised Claire's favorite song sometime in the next 10 to 15 minutes. So we're gonna stay for that. But right now,
we would be remiss. We've got all the folks from Sap and Episode in-house. We gotta figure out what's going on with this parade on Sunday. And we've come to the right people because they brought with them the powerhouse herself, Madam President Chris Failey.
Morning, everyone.
Madam. Good morning, Madam President. Oh, yes, you bow. I'll curtsy.
I'll curtsy, you bow.
Oh, okay.
Bow.
There it
How
is.
How low? Is that low enough?
Yes.
I'd curtsy, but my hat would fall off.
You're good.
I don't want to lose
You don't
that.
Have a curtsy back. The parade, Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, downtown Cedar Rapids. I'm guessing you're getting a lot of positive feedback on that decision.
We sure are.
Yeah.
It was a good choice.
It's going to be great to get out and see everybody on the parade route. What does the general public need to know?
Standard parade route, downtown Cedar Rapids. Street closures will happen. The Park CR will put out the parking no signs,
mm-hmm.
48 hours ahead of time, and they'll be enforcing no parking and towing starting at 10 o'clock in the staging areas and moving on to the rest of the parade route. So streets will be closed usually around noon when the crowd starts to fill in.
Okay, so get down there maybe a little bit early because the parade steps off at 1 o'clock.
It does, yes. Go, come snag your spot, get all settled in, and get ready to roll.
How much room did you need to make for that 27-foot Wienermobile coming through?
that was, Tammy put him right in the front of the parade.
Oh, yes! Awesome! Yeah. Are you kidding me? Okay, yeah. I was going to ask, where do we look for it?
So what you're telling all the entrances, follow the Wiener?
Got it.
Okay. Got
That's
it. That's
what
perfect.
That email meant. Okay. I got it.
It went straight to my spam folder. I didn't know what that meant. That makes a lot more sense. All right. We're looking forward to being in the parade. We've got not only the Z Band, we also have our color guard, our babies in strollers. So
we thought that might help up the cuteness factor.
Yeah. Our
vibe
is the adorableness of children in a parade.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that.
Yes, we will. We will be wheeling out the babies first. We've got a band to follow. We're hoping for
one.
I
of
hope
many,
you put
many
the
entries.
Babies first.
The babies always. The babies go first.
Of
always
course.
The baby goes first.
That's the rule. Baby first.
We go with the parade information first, but we always wrap with a traditional Irish toast.
And Madam President, do you have a toast for us?
I do. Chuck couldn't be with us this morning, so he passed the toast along for me to read. So everyone, raise your glasses. I hope I do it justice, Chuck. In the year of an election, we took a vote and asked ourselves to make this note. We celebrate this date for what matters most, tradition, heritage, and the occasional toast. The people came forth and responded both loud and clear. Only one day makes the whiskey sweeter. Only one day is lighter than the froth on my beer. So this Sunday, we ask that you keep all your calendars clean, for Sapadapiso is back in green on 317. Slancha!
Slancha!
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
The heat has kicked in.
Yes.
The Irish whiskey has kicked in just a little bit.
Everything is kicking in. We are
everything
firing.
Is kicking in at the same time. We're firing on all four cylinders. Irish cylinders.
Oh my goodness. The whole point of this morning is to get us ready for a St. Patrick's Day weekend. And I think mentally we're there.
I think mentally and physically we are there.
Yeah.
Madam President, we had a few more bits of information regarding the parade. Or yes. Post-parade,
right.
In fact.
So this year's Colleen for the parade is my beautiful niece, Darby Glenn. Darby is 19, and she graduated last year from Vinton-Shelsburg, and she's going to study history education at Kirkwood in the fall.
For anyone who doesn't know, what is the Colleen?
The Colleen is, it's like Miss America for the parade.
Yes!
Well, that's special.
She's a special, special guest.
Was she wearing a crown and a sash at the Hooli?
She will be, and she'll be riding in a convertible in the parade.
Nice.
And she will be handing out our awards ceremony right after the parade at Big Grove.
Easy enough.
Downtown Cedar Rapids.
Everything moves over to Big Grove afterwards.
Yep.
Perfect.
So that's Sunday celebration, but there is some Saturday celebration with you guys as well.
Saturday, yes. We are in town at the Ideal Bar downtown in that, what is that area called? Nubo-ish area.
Yeah.
It's Nubo-ish.
Yeah.
Nubo-ish.
It's the Ish District.
The district. In the district.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be down in the district. Saturday. If you can make it, we'd love to see you.
Tickets and whatnot?
$15 cash cover.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay. Show
up. Yep. Nice. To 11
show 30. Up.
All night long.
Let's give them a taste of what they're going to get for $15 cash cover, shall we? One last song from Wild Nap. This one's free.
Wait, did you get my request?
This one's for Claire.
Yeah!
Tim Finnegan lived on Walking Street.
You go ahead. It's just a line. What do I want it for?
Why would I want it?
He'd a beautiful brogue so rich and sweet. And a rise in the world, he carried a hot pig seed. Sort of a tipping way with the love of the girl Tim was born. Help him on his way each day. Eat it up by the creature, Harry Moore. Whack for the horror, take your partner on the floor, your cutter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's. One morning, Tim felt rather full. So many lucky charms. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. You probably shouldn't have so much cereal in the morning. You do you, boo.
He fell off the ladder and broke his skull.
Oh, I didn't see that. So they carried him home, but cuts to it. Wrapped him up in an ice cream sheet and laid him out upon the bed. A gallon of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of water at his head. Look for the hurrah, take your partner on the floor, your trotter's shake. Listen to the truth, I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake.
His friends assembled at the wake.
Well, come on in.
When Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch.
Lunch team!
First, they laid out tea and cake.
And those little pickles wrapped in the ham with the cream cheese, they're always at a funeral. God, they're so good.
And pipes and tobacco and whiskey punch.
And radio brandy, candy cry. Such lovely cards did you ever see? Or out to my brand new life, did you die? Got none of your guts, it's pretty monkey. Back for the horror, take partner on the floor, your trotter's shake. Listen to the truth, I told you lots of fun and Finnegan's Wake.
Then Peggy O'Connor took up the job.
Put that back. You put that down. You don't even know whose that is or where it's been. Leave it alone.
A rah, Biddy, says she, you're wrong, I'm sure.
She's always wrong, Biddy.
But Biddy gave her a belt on the gob.
Oh no, look out, Biddy's going crazy.
That laughter sprawling on the floor. Signed and war was soon engaged. Was woman to woman and man to man. She laid it all, was all the rage. And a row and eruption soon began. Fight for the horror, take partner on the floor. Your trotter's shake. Isn't it the
Then Mickey Maloney raised up his head when a gallon of whiskey flew at him.
Shoot!
Phew. It missed.
Thank goodness it missed. Whoever's throwing the whiskey,
I will find you. And landed on the bed. The body's where we put all... The body. I'm worried now about it. Oh, no, not the... That's where we put the body, you guys. It's going to be all sticky.
And the whiskey scattered all over Tim. Feet, naughty, risey, howdy, rise. Tim Penny and jumping from the bed. Running round and round, around like places. Thunder and chase, you think I'm dead? Crack with a horror, take your partner on the floor. Your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun and feeling a swing. Crack with a horror, take your partner on the floor. Your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun and feeling a swing.
Happy early St. Patrick's
yes,
Day!
Thank you for an awesome episode!
You're making Claire's dreams come true.
Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.